the Closing Market Podcast on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. On the phone with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group, wrapping up another day in the ag marketplace. Bill, what have we seen going on in the grain and livestock markets today?
Well, you know, this market hadn't done a lot for a long time, and every day's kind of the same kind of a trading range sideways market. I just pulled up a chart of that exemplifies that much as anything. July corn, this time of the year, should be a little more volatile, but going back to the beginning of March, the market's been confined in a range between 440 and 460. And since the beginning of February, beginning of April, that is this month, it's been confined to a 10 cent range. So it's pretty narrow for, we've already had one, you know, almost 10 trading days this month. So today is no different. You know, it's kind of one day up, the next day down. We did have a little bit of news out of the government yesterday, USDA at 3 o'clock, the planting progress. 6% of the U.S. corn is in versus an average of 3% of the bean crop is in versus 1%. 7% of the spring wheat is in versus 6 average. And the good to excellent rating on winter wheat has dropped a percent from, I think, from 57 down to 56, or 56 to 55. So pressure in the market is would be a little bit of planting pressure. The wheels are starting to roll pretty good this year. The people I've talked to should have a lot done, but by the end of April. As well, we've had some rain in the dry areas in the farm belt. That's put some pressure on the market. On the other side of the coin would be the exports. We had 3x flash sales last week of beans to unknown. We've had one already of corn this week to Mexico yesterday. And the export inspections by corn yesterday were 1.3 million metric tons. And that's on a pace that's already got it about 35% over last year. The reason we're up from last year is we're cheaper than South America right now. So that's a positive. The negatives have been, again, as I said, planting pressure and some rain in the dry areas and the exports supporting those two factors to keep the market range bound for the time being. Livestock-wise, kind of a similar pattern in livestock and both cattle and hogs. Start with a chart of June cattle. The market has had a big plummet late March, coinciding with the cattle on feed report. It's dropped about $16. It was a two-pronged drop. The first part of the drop was mostly attributed to the negative cattle on feed report last March. In the March, around the 19th or 20th of it, 10% more placements are looking for six. That took the market down, and it stabilized for a while. This bird flu at the epidemic hit that, putting beef demand in question, it took the market down for the second leg of the bear drop down to the 170 level. And that later is shown to be overdone, that the impact on beef demand by the bird flu is kind of overemphasized. And because of that, the market's rallied back about over $5 just in the last 3 days from the lows of last week. And as well, we're amidst the best demand period of the year, which is the grilling season. And that, coupled with the oversold nature of the market, I think will cause this market further rally into late April.
All right, Bill, lots of great information today. For those of our listeners who would like to get in touch, learn more, and check out your newsletter, how can they do that?
630-947-5176, wmoreatpricegroup.com. Check out my newsletter, Agmaster, or www.pricegroup.com, the company website. Look at the bios of Jack Scoville, myself. Both been here a long time. We'd love to help you out.
That again was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We'll go ahead and take a look at the closing market prices. May corn down half a cent at 431 even. May soybeans down 13 and a quarter at 1145 even. May soybean meal down 320 at 335.30. Soybean oil down 56 cents at 44.91. Chicago wheat down 2 even at 549 and 3 quarters. Kansas City hard red wheat up 3.5 at 587 and a half. Minneapolis spring wheat up 1.25 at 638 and a quarter. May oats down 11 and 3 quarters at 346 even. On the Merck, June live cattle up 190 at 175.72. May feeders up 297 at 240.97. May lean hogs up 40 cents at 94.72. May pork cutout went unchanged at 101.40. And May Class 3 milk up 43 cents at $17.29. And that's been a check of the closing market prices. Thanks again to Bill Moore of Price Futures Group for joining us today here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. I'm Riley Smith.